welcome everyone to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello everyone, I'm Malvin Newman, three-time pro wrestling author and co-member here at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. And today I had the honour and privilege of interviewing Impact Wrestling two-time grand champion, the leader of the Moose Nation, Moose. I hope you enjoy the interview.
What's up y'all, this is the one and only Chocolate Thunder Willie Mack, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious. Hey, yeah.
You've gotten involved in a Twitter argument with the world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock. He's coming to Las Vegas to confront you. What can the Impact fans expect from this confrontation?
I expect nothing, because most likely we'll be busy doing something more important.
Okay. In terms of your character change, did the Impact fans turn their back on you, or did you turn their back... did you turn your back on them?
I don't think anybody turned their back on anybody. I just have a new attitude and a new mindset. I don't care what anybody thinks about it. They like it, and they like it, they don't. I'm just on me.
You started life as an American footballer. There is a long history of players becoming wrestlers, including Vader and Goldberg. How did you find the transition to the ring?
This was one of the questions I've been asked a bunch of times. It's an easy transition, especially if I love something.
And a follow-up question as well. Why do so many American footballers get into pro wrestling compared to other highly physical sports like ice hockey, rugby, boxing, etc.?
I couldn't answer that question. Maybe they are fans of it.
Yeah, much like yourself.
I feel like people get into wrestling, you have to get it. So, I don't think you just do it just because it's something to do.
Yeah. And for yourself as well, you were a professional wrestling fan growing up. Who were some of your favorites?
Obviously, the name of wrestling today, I just know I was thinking, I watched everything from the 80s to the Attitude Era. So now I still watch it.
Yeah.
A lot of people are fans. I just couldn't mention one. I miss a bunch.
No, that's fair enough. If you're taking different things from different eras, you can kind of, you know, see how you became a fan and stuff.
Right.
For the fans who are unfamiliar, with the term offensive lineman, can you explain that role on the American football field?
It was just a guy that affects whoever had football on the offense. I guess a protector of football.
Yeah. Because for myself, I'm a big soccer fan, so I'm not very familiar with American football.
Right.
Yeah, thank you very much for the answer. You were drafted in the fifth round of the NFL draft back in 2006 to play for the Atlanta Falcons. What is it like being involved in an NFL draft on draft day?
It's exciting. I mean, it's something you look forward to for your whole playing career. You hope that you get your name called by an NFL team.
What were the differences between college American football and NFL?
Better competition.
And you trained under Mr. Hughes when you was becoming a professional wrestler. Can you talk us through a typical day's training?
I mean, every day was different. Every day was different. Like whatever the agenda was for that day. Sometimes you would go in and it'll teach you a different method. Sometimes you go in and it'll teach you how to pick a button. But every day was definitely not the same. That's the same in any level. It'd be different.
Was the training that he gave you, did it get you ready for professional wrestling, or, you know, did you need to learn other things as you made your way on the independent scene and then into Impact Wrestling?
I mean, Dexter Hughes was not a stone friend of myself. He's one I started with, but I never got training from a few other people and did seminars and stuff like that.
Yeah. So you really value the seminars and stuff that are, seem to be a really important part of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
You made your Impact Wrestling debut at Destination X in 2016. What are your thoughts and memories on this important career milestone?
It was cool. It was a change from where I came from, and I've been enjoying it ever since.
On the 1st of December of 2016, you won the Impact Grand Championship. How do you feel about this looking back?
Like I said, it was another accomplishment, I guess, because I am. And I'm happy to be the second ever Grand Champion and the longest reigning Grand Champion in the company. And I've been going to move up from that. I guess find out what's next.
What did you make of the Impact Grand Championship rules at the time, looking back?
It was interesting. It was something different.
Impact Wrestling was over here for MediaCon last year, and you was in a tag match. What was the overall experience of MediaCon, and you know, what did you think of the UK fans and bringing Impact Wrestling back to the UK, which is one of the, you know, the best Impact Wrestling fan bases? What did you make of it all?
I mean, it was fun. It was the first time in a while that we were in the UK for shows.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was fun. I mean, the fans loved it. I mean, I obviously love wrestling in the UK. The fans are great. And I can't wait to come back.
Well, we can't wait to have you back, to be honest. We've been starved of Impact Wrestling for so many years. And just, you know, we just want you to remember that we are a very passionate fan base for Impact Wrestling. And we'll love to have you back soon. You teamed with friend and foe Eddie Edwards for Impact Wrestling's Mashup Tournament. What did you think of this unique concept?
It was cool. I mean, I think it's applied a few times. It was very, very, very interesting. I think it was fun for the fans. And I mean, I got to talk with somebody that considered a close friend.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that me and Eddie were pretty good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happened, happened. And nice concept. We'll see how it goes the next time we do it.
Absolutely. What do you think is the best of you and Eddie Edwards? Is it better for Impact Wrestling fans if you're friends or foes?
I can't answer that question. It's up to them. More foes than friends. So, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question.
I've seen both, and I think it is a very difficult question to answer, because whether you're friends or foes, you tend to tear it up. So, Tessa Blanchard is having an amazing year in Impact Wrestling. What do you make of the rise of the Undeniable One?
She's good. I always thought she was talented, and I'm happy for all the fame and success that is coming our way right now.
What do you make of intergender wrestling, which seems to be a staple of Impact Wrestling at the moment?
Well, I really don't have anything to say about it. It's something we're trying out, it's something we're doing, and it seems like the fans like it, so that's, at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Would you yourself step in the ring with Tessa Blanchard if the opportunity arose?
It depends on how much money I'm getting for it. That's all that matters.
That's fair enough. Bound for Glory is coming up soon. What do you think is in store for you on Impact Wrestling's biggest stage?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm always in a marquee matchup every year. And I have no idea what I'm doing this year, but I mean, there's still a bunch of weeks. There's still a month and a few weeks left before that date, so I'm sure I'll get into some kind of drama before then.
Personally, I'm hoping for you against Ken Shamrock. I think that'd be fantastic.
I'm sure a lot of people is hoping for that, but I would not give up the time of the day. I would not resurrect his career.
What do you think has stopped you from completing your goal to become Impact World Champion?
I just think things happen on the way, like where I'm on a trail to head that direction. Something happens that pulls me away from that trail, like something with Eddie or like something with Lashley. It's just something always happens. But I mean, and it seems like now I'm on a trail to head to that direction. Now Ken Shamrock is calling me out. So there's always something, but it'll happen one of these days. I'm not worried about it. What I tell people is I don't need a title to be relevant in Impact Wrestling, because when you hear the word Impact Wrestling, it's funny that I've never been world champion, but when you hear the name Impact Wrestling, one name comes to mind and it's mine. So do I really need a title when I have that power?
That's understandable. You call yourself Mr. Impact Wrestling. What do you base this on?
Answered it. I said, like, when you think about Impact Wrestling, I'm the wrestler that first comes to mind. I mean, it doesn't matter who the champion is, I will always be the franchise of that company. So,
and my last question is Moose versus who in a dream match?
Whoever that comes next.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Okay, enjoy your day.
Have no idea the linguistics that I can cut, because I will forever be Rohit Raju, the jaw-jacking Friday Night Impact, and his mother called him son because he shines like one, mocha-skinned manimal, representing the Daisy Hit Squad, Daisy Hit Dastehahu, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
A huge thank you to Simon for setting up the interview and for Moose for coming on and being interviewed by myself. My first 15-minute interview with an Impact Wrestling star, and I appreciate the opportunity. If you'd like to keep in contact with Moose, he is available on twitter.com/TheMooseNation. If you'd like to keep in contact with me on social media, I'm available on twitter.com/Promial. Facebook.com/FansPerspectiveUK and Instagram.com/Promial. Here at Broken But Glorious, we have entered into a partnership with Turn Chuckle and Grapple Arcade, and we're becoming a network right before your eyes, BBG Network. And yeah, that is available on twitter.com/BBG Network. Our Twitter is twitter.com/BBGW Pod. The Grapple Arcade's Twitter is twitter.com/Grapple Arcade. Instagram.com/Turn Chuckle. And yeah, that's all our social medias. And just before we go, I mentioned in the intro that I'm a free time pro wrestling author. So I'd just like to take the time to advertise my books. The first book is a British wrestling book, A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. In the early years of the new millennium, three men led the charge in British wrestling. Wonder Kid Johnny Storm, Doug Williams and the Phoenix Jody Fleisch. This book is the story of my first hearing about British wrestling being talked about on British radio via TalkSport in 2001. All the way through to the first few months, 2007, of my almost 2-year quest to prove British wrestling was as good as its counterparts in the United States, Japan, Mexico, and beyond. My second book is a book on WWE. 2016 was a truly great year to be a fan of World Wrestling Entertainment. Join me as I take you on a journey through every pay-per-view, Raw and SmackDown Live, NXT TakeOver and WWE Network Special. Read my alternative WrestleMania 32 booking, plus my thoughts and insights on all of 2016's major matches, segments, storylines, and major news stories throughout this historical and groundbreaking time. And my last book is A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. 2008 was a historical year in professional wrestling. Chris Jericho and Shawn Michaels contested one of, if not the best, pro wrestling feud of all time. I continued writing and reporting on the UK scene. My lifelong dream attending a WrestleMania, WrestleMania 24 live came true, and I met my childhood hero, Bret the Hitman Hart. 2008 is the year WWE could have catapulted Paul London to the main event. They didn't, so I fantasy booked him there. 2008 also had some great matches. I share my thoughts on some of the best. Lastly, 2008 was a big year in terms of the women's wrestling evolution we are living through in 2019. I explain how we have got here. And as a special bonus, I share my thoughts on the beginning of 2009. These books are available on paperback and Kindle on my own website, fansperspective.bigcartel.com. It is half the price of Amazon. So hopefully that'll be what you need to buy the books. I wanted to keep it nice and cheap for my fans out there. So on a fan's perspective, bigcartel.com, it is half Amazon's price. And if you see me in person, it'll be exactly the same. Like I said, the books are on Amazon as well. You check your local Amazon for that. They're available on Kindle, which is instantaneous download. And they're available on Kindle Unlimited, which is free. I get paid per page as you read and first sitting. So yeah, that's about it really. Thanks very much for listening. Until next time, bye for now. Bye.